NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
This week on NZ On Air presents Long Player, we have Offal. Offal? How do you pronounce it?
Offal.
Offal.
Offal meat.
How'd you come up with that?
I think we just wanted something a little grotesque, and so we settled on that. Also, we also kind of came to an agreement that offal is actually a pretty good food, and
What is offal? The food.
It's like any of the generally, yeah, any of like the not so eaten meats. From the okay. So like anything from like tripe and liver and like testicles and like anything interesting.
The weird parts.
Kidney, I don't know, yeah. It's all the goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's all the fun.
That's always fun.
It was
I guess that's more interesting than coming up with like a shitty band name.
Yeah. It was just it all kinda came out of the blue.
Yeah.
So did the name.
Bit random.
Yeah. Sorry.
This whole project is pretty kinda like got that kind of out of the blue vibe. I was talking to Hugh about it before.
Yeah.
Generally, how did you start? How did it happen? How did you come together?
Hugh and I lived together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and that's effectively it.
Yeah, basically all the songs are one take, pretty much. There's maybe a few exceptions, but like, they're just one take. all running heaps of hardware into a mixer and like, usually mixing it down while we're playing it as well, so yeah.
Just cut it up. Sometimes, yeah. I just do like half an hour. And like half an hour chunks, we'll just like. Yeah.
And then you just like find your favorite, maybe eight or so minutes and.
Yeah, something that seems relatively consistent or something. That's been the go so far. We've been trying to like compose tracks like and with regards to not just jamming them so much now. We started kind of earlier this week and we're almost finished it. Oh, we could play that.
Yeah, we should.
We'll
get around to it. And I know we said we'd start with the super long one, but I think I've started on a 6 minute one. But
oh, that's totally cool.
The names of the track are pretty.
Oh, they're pretty, yeah.
Are they just like keyboard slams?
No,
or?
They're just cooked, eh? I don't know. Just
I don't think that they can be read out loud, actually.
No, except for Arnold.
Yeah.
There's like.
Oh, and Spiritfolio. Spiritfolio. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's the name of the mix that we use.
Yeah, and actually, this one is just like the name of all the gear just put together. It's effectively, it was just a running title for the.
Like
project file, yeah. Like, is it just for saving purposes?
Oh yeah.
And then it was like, okay, yeah, I guess that's what the song's called. But yeah, what is it? K1303 something.
VSDSS.
Whoa, cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, how about we'll give this a bit of a listen and then we'll come back shortly and talk about it a bit more.
Sweet.
Cool.
Thanks.
That was the abrupt strip sting that you wanted to
yeah.
to drop before it.
Finish it quick. The song's better.
So those two, because you've got two releases here, right?
Yeah, they're just like little EPs.
Because they came out like both in May, but in like they were maybe like 2 or 3 weeks apart.
2 weeks, yeah. I think it wasn't like super intentional.
Was it the same session that you were, or like same?
Nah, just heaps of random stuff. And actually the second one, the first one's got two tracks. Like one track's like from my project, one track's from Hugh's project. And then the last track, yeah, I guess it's like the biggest extent, just like a huge jam that we did, but all from different kinds of things. And then the newer one
has like Holly painted and yeah. stuff on it.
Yeah, there's a bunch more, yeah, just like a random, like people would just come around and we'd be like in the middle of like recording something. So
they'd jump on.
Yeah, so like, we had like Lucky played the keyboard on Arnold, the first track from Liver, and Holly played, what's it called? The tabla maker thingy.
Just this electronic drum machine that's like, but it's just solely a tablet, and it's like real ridiculous, real rude.
You got like two functions, tempo. Oh no, you got three, tempo, pitch, and then like you can re-trigger each. There's like 30 different like sort of rhythms that you can play.
Oh yeah.
And you can like trigger them by like hitting the button.
And oh, just, cool.
Like, make real weird beats and like turn them up and down. But also yeah. we had like,
you're working with a whole lot of gear, really.
Yeah. But like real cheap gear, yeah. like kind of like a
just
lot.
Just collected from everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Throwaway stuff.
Close, yeah.
All right, we'll give this one a listen, come back.
Thank you.
What about content do you want to talk about?
Yeah. I've got some content. So a lot of this song is like from this synth called the Kawais K1, but like all the sounds that were used to like complement a main sound, but instead taking away that main sound, and then you just get all these cool like clicky kind of sounds. Yeah,
it's a clever synth thing. Yeah. Kawai, thanks Kawai.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What?
So this one, the one that we're playing through your computer now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is the first, it's a live premiere.
It's
still on Ableton. It's still not finished. This is the first song we've been working on.
Yeah, so this is the most recent one.
Yeah, we're still working on it. There's a bass line that's coming up. Just turn it up a little bit, it's cracker. Like, it's the first bit of production that was done in the computer.
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
That's a great sine wave there. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's just a...
And you were saying that you got, like you were saying before, how you get people up. You say you got someone up for this one?
Lou's like the third person as well. He's just like, he's...
Around.
He just couldn't make it today. So yeah, sorry, everything's been like inclusive of Lou. But also, yeah, there's people kind of come and go for some of this stuff. Just depending on who's around and who wants to jam. So like, not this track specifically. A lot of this was Hugh and I think. And then Lou started working on it. He's gonna do like, yeah, he's gonna like finalize it, I think. Just to like, I don't know, add to the thing. Where we're trying out some new creative processes, just for fun. Yeah. I don't know. Using the internet, using our fast upload speed.
Yeah. We've created a Google Drive folder that we're gonna put stems in and share them all.
we're micromanaging.
Do you ever like do something Synergy. Like solo, and then put it forward to the other person, and then kind of like throw them together into a track?
That's sort of what
like,
we're...
Like when you're not together, like, cause you're saying that like it's like a jam. Mm. But do you ever like do it like by yourself?
Oh yeah, that's the point of the Google Drive is we're gonna start like, yeah, if we sort of come up with something cool. We do a lot of recordings on our phones and stuff. I do a lot on my phone.
Yeah, cool.
It just always sounds crack up, heaps of high end. So things like that you can put in, and I don't know.
Yeah.
As a discussion point.
Yeah.
Amongst like the three of us. I guess we could get heaps of people involved. Let us know if you want to be part of
our
Steam
log.
Throw
in, if you want to be.
Yeah.
Steamlog.org.
I'll send you the link and you can send me some Steam.
Send me your email. Yeah. Send you your email.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
Oh yeah, the song's pretty much over it, effectively.
Well, we've got like 5 or so minutes left. What track do you want to play now? Bumper Hour.
Bumper Hour is pretty crack up. It starts off real slow though. It depends. Oh, it's pretty cute though.
I just like it has like a underwatery kind of vibe at the start.
Mm, what is?
I think this is like this rumpler that I got for like $20. It's like a machine designed for when computers couldn't handle playing sound on their own, so you had this for this like external piece of equipment to play the music and games.
Right.
And so yeah, it sounds like real cute because of that.
It's like super computer noise. It's like a Yamaha instrument, like a, to an extent, like a rack unit, but it's like, it looks kind of like a console thing. It's got like, it's fully MIDI compatible and it's got like a few hundred sounds on it.
Mm.
It's sick. And a great grand piano. Beautiful grand piano. Yeah. And you can like, you can play 16 tracks at once. Like, it's fully MIDI compatible. It's sick.
That sounds quite intense.
Let's go. But yeah, you got a sick bargain and got like a bunch of sounds on trade me.
Yeah. There's like rumplers. It's an untapped market. Mm. You're gonna get in.
This is the first like jam that we had with all of the new gear. Including the Won't Dory one as well from before. It was just all stuff that like more or less all gear that was new to us, or yeah, I'd kind of borrowed a couple of bits of gear and it was like kind of new to using them.
Yeah, just trying it out.
Mm. That's the K1. Oh yeah, and borrowed off our friend Tiaz. It's like a Casio 405. It's a Casio tone. It's like a classic, like, practice piano sort of thing. Yeah. They're real cool with it. They're really cool. They've got a sustained bass thing and you can, like, hold down. Sorry, Yanni.
No, I want you to yarn. Okay. That's the whole point. If there's, like, if you were to do this live, I'm just thinking for, like, future sake, if you did, like, a fancy new band or something like that, would you try and recreate the things that you've made already, or would you try and just go for the same kind of jam thing that you would on the recorder?
Well, what we do for the one live show we've played is, like, we sort of set up some patches in the hardware, and then, like, so we've got a general idea and then basically just jam on that, and so, like, it's, like, semi-improvised, but there's kind of a direction.
Yeah,
like, we've got everything fits together, but we don't remember what it is, so you get, like, sort of the best world of being, like, oh, like, I could, like, play this part, and, like, but I don't know what it is. It's all, like, already sequenced stuff. It's just, yeah, like, it's little things.
It would be very hard to recreate it, I think. Like, if you were gonna... It wouldn't have the same atmospheric kind of vibe, I think. Like, if anyone could do it, you guys could do it, but, like...
No.
I mean...
It would have, yeah, and, like, also, like, we would have, like, mastered it to an extent in Ableton. As in just, like, compress it up to, like, loud... Yeah, so I guess we could do that live, but
yeah,
it probably still wouldn't sound right.
Nah.
You try.
I think it'd just be better to make new songs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you may as well.
And also, yeah, that gives us, like, the option of, so, yeah, I guess, like, experimenting in the live sense. I don't know. It's pretty boring just, like, playing the same stuff live all the time.
Yeah. And also, I think, like, the songs wouldn't really suit a, like, live thing,
yeah,
in the sense where, like, that people want to dance or whatever. Like,
some of them were pretty dancing.
Yeah, they do.
But, like, sure. I understand what you mean. Like, on my, like, for example, what's playing right now, people might not vibe it as much as the dancey parts of what you've been working on.
Yeah, I guess compared to the other one from us as well, that one Dory track. Which is at least, like, a little bit funnier.
Yeah.
Because, like, that beat's called Rap. It's like the CI-80 Rap beat.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's really hot. It's got a vinyl, like, a kind of, you know, like, vinyl scratch.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah. Real cool.
Well, thanks for coming up and sharing some insight into these. It sort of ended up being, like, a few random releases, a few random tracks from all over the place, but
yeah,
that's always cool.
That's sort of what the releases are anyway.
Yeah.
Right? You got it. Well,
how
Thank
long
you.
Is it until the next one comes out?
I don't know. He's got exams soon. We haven't been making that much.
And that was, we played track one of the hugest album ever.
Yeah, the biggest, so hugest album. Which
we don't have any other tracks for that.
That's true. Oh, actually, Lou and I did make a couple of drone tracks yesterday.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Just, yeah, they're pretty funny though. But yeah, I don't know, maybe next week? Maybe the week after?
Well, I guess you can just do it whenever you like, really.
Yeah, it'll come out. I'll put it, add me on Facebook. I'll make a post.
Go follow you on Bandcamp.
Yeah, true. We're on SoundCloud.
Yeah, multi-platform.
Yeah, multimedia.
Yeah.
All over the place. All right, well, thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.